I come here and I say, can God make a person, a human being, live for 120 years on this earth? If I tell you, God cannot, you say, no, what are you talking about? God is great, mighty God of Jacob, the Alpha and the Omega. Dare not say that. God can make an individual live for 120 years, them strong. Now, you believe that? Yes. But have you ever planted it into your own life? Is the question. What are we saying? Have you ever said, I will be on this earth till I'm 120 years, standing straight and erect, full of life and strong, running 5 kilometers every day because of the life of God in me? So you believe it, but you've never planted it. If I ask you, can God take a small business and make it global? You say, yes. If I say God cannot, what do you mean? Don't disrespect my God, the God whom I worship, the God whom I've committed my life to, the Jesus whom I love. You see all of that. All right. Can God make this man's company become global? Oh, yes, he can because of that. Can he make your own 5 loaves? Then you stop. Which means you are not treating that conviction you have as a seed and you're not planting it into your own field. Do you get what we're saying? You are not planting it into your own field. Now, it says, faith without works is dead, being alone. Don't get confused about that. What he's saying is, that faith has not been treated as a seed. Because he said, faith without works is dead, being alone. Now, what did Jesus say? Except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides what? Alone. In other words, a corn of wheat has to be planted. So it says, faith has got to be planted. Somebody told me in this church many years ago, she said to me, her husband was doing very well. So she said to me, she said, Pastor, she said, when I got married to him, I will see him at the beginning of the year, write out his goals. And he will wake up every morning and be saying it, and at night be declaring it. He said, when I looked at what he wrote, I hissed, that you, this, you. Said, look, let's face reality here. Don't come as a dreamer. Okay? This. She said, he didn't make those goals the first year. But by the second year, I started noticing something. What he wrote down, by the second, third year, he was hitting it. By the fourth, fifth year, he was exceeding everything. In other words, what he was doing, she said, that's when I understood the principle. Understand that faith works like a seed. That is, it's a mustard seed. If a seed is not sown, it says nothing is going to happen. So you have got to sow, all right, your faith as a seed into the ground. In other words, you want this mountain to move, plant your faith so that one day we are going to see this mountain move, impossible things being done in your life because you planted your faith.